This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. This was another successful year for the National Pork Industry Forum. We'll have more right after this.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the 2024 planting season is well upon us, and we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious: make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations, but also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message, furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
The 2024 National Pork Industry Forum is in the books. Scott Hayes, immediate past president of the National Pork Producers Council, said the challenges of the past year made it especially important for producers to gather together.
Forum this year was a great opportunity for producers to gather together, which is so important after the challenging year that we've been through. But maybe more importantly, we elected new officers this year, and Lori Stevenrode doing a great job leading us into next year and the wonderful year I'm sure we're going to have in the industry. We've worked on some very important resolutions, traceability being one of those. It's so important to our industry, the foreign animal disease and our trading partners. And then we continue to look in at our industry and what we need to do better by bringing the states into the conversation. We've worked on the national organizations the last couple of years, and we're wrapping it up now by looking at the states as well. So very good year, good for the industry, good things to come for producers.
Dr. Anna Forseth, Director of Animal Health with NPPC, said the traceability solution is an important step producers are taking.
This resolution asks producers to support a set of mandatory traceability standards which address gaps in our live swine traceability system. This really is a commendable, proactive step by our producers. And importantly, we are doing this because our industry exports 25% of our production. So if a foreign swine disease is detected here, we lose those exports. This resolution is an example of how we can show trading partners that U.S. pork is safe and return to trade.
For more information, visit nppc.org. You can find the rest of this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.